Hello.
Hello, good evening. Yeah, good evening, sir. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Sir, we just conducted a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your response to the study. Are you a registered voter on the state of Florida, sir? Can you be so
kind? Yes, I sure am. Yes, I am.
Thank you. And what is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office?
Democrat.
Thank you, sir. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, the House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Now, sir, do you support or oppose this bill?
You repeat that again so I can make sure.
Yes, sir, of course. Now, House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Now, do you support or oppose this bill?
I support that bill.
Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Now, sir, will you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names? Will you support that strongly, somewhat?
To conceal their name?
Yes, sir. Let me read it again, because the Florida Supreme Court recently remove the right of crime victims to prevent their names being publicly disclosed. Now, will you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
Yes, I support that.
You strongly support that or somewhat support?
Yes, I strongly support that. Yes.
Okay. Now, some police officers previously claimed there were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Now, sir, will you support or oppose legislation in Florida that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
Well, I don't know.
Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
I strongly, I don't know. You can say I can support it. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I support it.
Okay. You support it strongly or somewhat support? How should I record it?
Yes.
Somewhat?
Okay.
Now, sir,
I strongly support it.
Strongly support. Now, sir, do you feel the state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, or about right, or low? How do you feel?
It's about right.
Is about right?
With the economy boost and all that.
Understand. And in terms of providing public services, do you feel the state of Florida and local government spend tax revenue in a relative wasteful manner? Or do you think they spend your tax revenue in a relative efficient manner? How do you feel?
I feel not supportive of that too much because I think most of the tax money should go into roads, highways, and schools.
So you think they're spending the money efficient manner or wasteful manner?
In a wasteful manner.
Okay, thank you, sir. Yeah, now moving on. A shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments for fine emergency care, especially in rural areas. Now, sir, will you support or oppose the state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment? Will you support that or oppose that?
I support that.
Thank you, sir. Now, the cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Sir, will you support or oppose legislation to expand the ability to telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals? Will you support that or oppose that?
I support that.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, the telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night or on weekends when most clinics are closed. Now, telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Now, sir, do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine?
You pick that again?
Yes, sir. Will you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine?
Yeah, I support that.
For that? Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. Veterinary PAs are likely physician's assistants trained to support veterinarians. Now, will you support or oppose the state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession, enabling people with master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnose procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian? Will you support that or oppose that?
I support that.
And do you believe the state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notice in the printed or online newspaper on a regular basis? They think that you think they should, or you think they should not?
I think they should.
They should, okay. And how likely do you think you will be to seek a public notice if they were posted on the government website, and if it's not available in printed or online newspaper? Will you be very likely to seek up the public notice, or somewhat likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
Very unlikely. I don't know.
Very unlikely. Thank you, sir. Now, a recent study found that Florida's vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economy activity each year. Now, sir, how important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Do you feel that they are very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important? How do you feel?
Well, I feel that they're important.
Somewhat important or very important?
Very important.
Very important. Now, do you feel that Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home in a short-term basis when they're out of town?
Repeat that.
Do you feel that Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they're out of town? You think they should or you think they should not?
I think they should have a right.
They should have a right, okay. Do you feel that Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental? You think they should have that right or they should not have that right?
Yes. They should have the right. Yes.
Okay. And do you feel the regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state? Do you think they should be consistent through the whole state or should not?
Consistent for the whole state.
Okay. Hey, do you know how to swing, sir? Yes or no?
Say what now?
Do you know how to swing? Yes or no?
Know how to do what?
Do you know how to swing? Like when you go to the pool, do you know how to swing?
Yes, I know how to swim.
And do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill? You think they should learn how to swim?
Yes, I think they should learn how to swim.
And generally speaking, sir, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track, or do you think they're on the wrong track, to the best of your knowledge?
I think they're on the wrong track, taking out black history.
It's a big issue. Now, sir, please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. Here's the first one. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree. They should have the right. I strongly agree. They should have the right to protest. Okay.
Now, I will read two more statements about Florida school curriculum. After hearing each, please tell me, sir, which one comes closer to your opinion, even if neither one is exactly right, okay? Now, here's the first one. Public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum, only teaching, reading, writing, and math. That's the first statement. The second statement, it says, public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning. Now, which one comes closer to your view? The first one or the second one?
The first one.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, in your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you? Yes or no?
Repeat that now.
Yes, sir. In your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggle to find affordable housing in Florida? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. We almost finished. Now, do you believe or do not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they have a difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area? You think yes, they are, or you think no, they are not?
No, they're not.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing? You think yes, they do, or you think they do not?
Yes, they do.
They do, okay. Now, do you believe Florida's local government should or should not take a more decisive action at the local level through zoning, permit and density adjustments or reforms to alleviate the restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing? Do you think they should or do you think they should not?
I think they should.
They should. Thank you, sir. Moving on. We're almost done. If an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocates for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how would that affect your vote? Will you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or will have no effect on your voting decision?
No effect on my final decision.
On your voting decision, okay. And finally, sir, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. And it will require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over the age of 18 and under the age of 65 whose incomes are or below 138% of the federal poverty level and who meet other eligibility requirements, with no greater burden placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for these individuals compared to other Medicaid beneficiaries. It will also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for new eligible individuals. Now, the question is, sir, if you were voting today, will you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, currently, Medicaid eligibility in Florida is restricted to adults and households with minor children that make no more than 26% of the federal poverty level, which is $6,464 per year for a family of three. Medicaid is unavailable to adults who do not have a minor children. Now, the proposed expansion of Medicaid will increase the eligibility limit to $34,307 for a family of three and provide access to benefit for adults making less than $20,121. After hearing this, sir, will you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment in Florida?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Now, let's finish this up. Is your age between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or are you 65 and plus?
65 and plus.
Thank you, sir. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? A white Caucasian, black African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, other?
Black American.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a Cuban American? Yes or no?
No, Black American.
Black and Black. Do you currently have a child enrolled in Florida public school? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male, a female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you, sir. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. I really appreciate it. Now, sir, it's been a pleasure. This concludes our service. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Bye-bye, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.